All right. Starting with buffalo chicken pizzas. So I actually developed this recipe for my husband because whether he is watching football or hockey, he absolutely loves these pizzas. So it's like a basket of hot wings meets pizza. Do I have your attention, Kev?
100% you do.
Excellent. So what you're going to do for this recipe is you can actually buy just rotisserie chicken from the grocery store, take it off the bone, chop it up, toss it with some hot sauce, and then you're going to mix some pizza sauce and barbecue sauce together and spread that onto four pitas, and then top those pitas with some mozzarella cheese, some green onion, and that chicken that you've chopped up and tossed with hot sauce. Into the oven, oh, and then top it again with some cheese. Into the oven it goes for about 15 minutes or so until the cheese is melted and the pitas are really crispy. I like to do them on the pitas because then everybody has their own like individual little pizza. And then when those come out of the oven, you want to finely dice a carrot and celery and into like thin matchstick pieces. And you're going to garnish each pizza with the carrot and celery. So it's like a twist on that basket of chicken wings, right? Because you always get the carrot and the celery with the basket of hot wings or wings. And then you top the whole thing with my homemade dilly ranch dressing, and I'll have all of the recipes up on my website. And this is fabulous. So many different textures and flavors, and you get the heat, and it's just perfect Grey Cup game day grub.
Awesome. And the Grey Cup, looking forward to it this Sunday. We're also looking forward to that other that recipe you have for us, Char. What else?
Okay, so the next one is nachos. You know, there's no game day is complete without a tray of nachos. But my little twist on nachos is, so you buy your favorite nacho chips, whichever flavor that you prefer. But instead of doing like traditional tomato salsa, chunky salsa, grab a jar of pre-made Alfredo sauce, and you drizzle the Alfredo sauce over the nachos with your layers of cheese and your jalapenos and your olives and your chopped tomatoes, and into the oven that goes. And oh my gosh, let me tell you, the Alfredo sauce just adds like creaminess. It's ooey, gooey, and delicious, and I guarantee this will be your new nacho go-to, is using the pre-made Alfredo sauce. And then I like to top these nachos with my homemade pickled onions that are super easy to recreate. And again, I'll have all the recipes up on my website, but just a fantastic, fantastic game day grub to munch on while you're cheering on your favorite CFL team.
Fantastic, Sharon. You have another recipe for us?
I do. This is my cheesy white bean dip. So again, you know, no party is complete without a dip. But I put a little bit of a healthier spin on this dip. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a can of white kidney beans, drain and rinse them, pop them in your food processor, buzz them up, add in some garlic and oil, salt and pepper, some chili flakes, and a little bit of mayonnaise and full-fat sour cream and some grated cheese, some hot sauce, lots of chopped green onions, and some canned green chilies. And then you're going to place it into an oven-safe dish, pop it in the oven at 400 so it gets all bubbly for about 15 minutes or so. And this is such a fabulous dip to dip in, you know, pita wedges or nachos or veggies. This will be your new go-to. And, yeah, with the addition of the white beans, it adds, like, some plant protein and fiber, because I know, Kev, when you're watching the Grey Cup, fiber is your priority.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Oh, Kev.
I'm always like, you know what I should do is take a break here and get some bran going.
Yeah. And instead, you can have my cheesy white bean dip.
That sounds.
Who are you rooting for this Sunday? Are you? It's Winnipeg versus Montreal, right?
You know what? I'm looking at this game as two teams I absolutely don't want to cheer for. So I am just watching it for Green Day.
And or the food
is correct. Also, Char, I looked into it. Carrie Underwood is playing the Grey Cup Festival.
And is that on the same day?
No, that's the week building up to Grey Cup. So she'll be playing a big show during the festival. But Green Day plays on halftime.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So I knew that Carrie Underwood fit in there somehow.
Absolutely. She was playing the Grey Cup Festival. Char, I'm looking forward to these treats on Grey Cup Sunday. Where can people find your cookbook? Where can people find your recipes?
Yeah, so all of these recipes, the listeners can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com. And my cookbook is available on my website. It's available on Amazon, and it's also available at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 92 Ontario Street.